Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I am Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Chauncey.
We up. Man,
we got a lot to talk about. But as we always start out with, we got to give our sports junkies out there a fix.
Yeah, we do. We do.
So, it's NBA championship. It's been crowned. A lot of controversy.
That's right.
As to how it all went down. But in this economy, a free enterprise.
It's a capitalized.
Okay.
That is.
You go with the money. You can go where you want to. There's no, you know, like it used to be where you were captive. You couldn't move from team to team or whatever. Unless the owners decided they wanted to trade you. Other than that, you couldn't go. But free agency says
freedom.
That I can go. I'm free to go wherever I want to.
Yeah, and then whoever could pay the most, they have it in the contract.
Sometimes not even who can pay the most, is it?
No, sometimes you just want
to
win.
You go into that team that has the best chance of winning a championship, and you forego money. That's why these max contracts has come out, right?
Yes, sir.
So if you stay with this your original team, you can get a max contract of $250 million. But if you leave, you know, you can't, the other team can't give you that much money. So that was designed to hold veterans with teams that they currently play for.
Yeah, I'm not money hungry, but I think I'll just play with the team I'm with if they're going to max me out.
They're going to max you out at
$250. I'm not money hungry, but I like basketball. All right, that's all I like. I'll take it.
You know who helped negotiate that was Chris Paul.
Sure. Yes, it
he's
is.
He's the president of the CBA.
So, look, that's why they didn't trade him to the Lakers, because he did that.
Okay.
They hurt him.
So this
back
year,
there.
He's up for the max contract. Chris Paul.
Wow. And it's his last one. So, he can get it with the Clippers?
Yes. $250 million.
I ain't going nowhere.
That's $250 million, man. Do you know how long it take to make that much money?
Man, I can only put the time in. What's the hourly rate?
Oh, wow.
He got the Derek Jeter or A-Rod contract, didn't he?
Basically, yeah.
That's
well,
the A-Rod.
A lot of guys in the league, the guy with the Grizzlies.
Mike Conley.
Conley got that enormous contract.
150?
Right. And, you know, everybody look around the league and say, wait a minute, there's players that's better and don't make that kind of money. Well, the league became flush with all this TV money, so the ceiling goes up as far as the cap, and they're saying you have to spend the money.
Wow.
Regardless of what the capabilities of the players are, you have to spend this money.
So that year he was just lucky that his contract would be up. He walked right into $150 million.
Yes.
I mean, he was looking like,
yes.
Really?
Right.
Really?
No negotiations, no hassle. So, yeah, this max contract in the league, man, is going to make a lot of players rich, super rich.
The TV money is ridiculous.
TV money, yeah.
So then you got the Boston Celtics that had all these picks from Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett right. And Rondo and Ray Allen leaving. It's all these number one picks. They got like all these number one picks. It's crazy.
It is.
And you know, Danny Ainge is so old school, he thinking like Rare Arbach, I'll trade you for the Ice Capades a pick. Trade you a car for a pick.
Right.
You know, that's how Red Auerbach did. He traded the Ice Capades or something for Bill Russell.
Is that what he had?
For New York or somebody to host the Ice Capades. And Ice Capades is like a show, a ballet show.
Right, on ice. Right.
They ice skating for the rights to Bill Russell in the two first round picks later on.
Is that? I never heard that story.
Yeah.
That's
I got
incredible,
the book.
Man.
Matter of fact, Keith, I got my book. I ain't gonna never get it back.
Get your book back.
The life. And then who is it? Him and Eddie. He said, I gave it to Eddie Spencer. I still don't have the book to this day.
It's being passed around.
Yeah,
being re-gifted.
Man, that book is good. It breaks down Red Auerbach's coaching career and how he managed as a general manager and a team part owner, and how he controlled the system of the Celtics and how he built that dynasty.
Yeah, that's this past weekend it was 30 for 30. And they was talking about that series with the Lakers and the Celtics and how, you know, it impacted basketball to this day. They had the ML Carr, Max Kornberry, Maxwell.
That was good.
Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, and on the side you had Worthy.
Them were superstars.
Man, you know, I guess I just forgot how good these games were and how physical they were.
All them guys you just named, they played a role, but it was good players coming in.
Yeah.
They just downed their game to be a team.
16, I think it was something like that, 16 times over the course of basketball history, the Lakers had played the Celtics and had never beat them. Didn't have a clue that was the case. Celtics had all them banners, but they finally broke through in the Magic era.
Yep, Will Chamberlain got it for one time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was quite interesting. 30 for 30, that series with the Celtics and the Lakers.
Yeah, 16 times. You're right, Will Chamberlain. Because he played, after that, he left and went to the Golden State Warriors, right? Did Will Chamberlain play
Will.
For the Warriors? Yeah, Will. Yeah, he played for the Warriors.
Yeah.
After he played for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
So he finished that career out. But he played for the Lakers and won a championship. But that's when they played the Knicks.
Yeah, they just couldn't beat Boston, man.
They couldn't beat Boston. He never could.
Couldn't beat them.
And then Jerry West said he the logo, but he couldn't beat Boston either.
He couldn't beat them either, man.
He like a LeBron record in the finals. He's like 1-for-5, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he does not have a stellar record. And speaking of Jerry West, you know where he's at now, right? You know he just moved.
Okay, he was at Golden State. He helped build Golden State.
Yeah.
He left there. So and I know he did Memphis.
Clippers.
Uh-oh. And see, you know, he's so quiet.
He's an advisor.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not a GM or, you know, one of the
He helped build
guys.
Golden State. You know, he orchestrated that after he left Memphis.
Him and that guy, the commentator now.
Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson.
He brought in Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Mark Jackson needs the Pistons job or Cleveland's job.
I agree 100%.
But nobody going to give him the job. They're going to give him TV money and keep him out.
Because of the experience that he had.
And he know too much.
In Golden State. He know where some bodies is buried at.
Yep, he know where some bodies is buried at. He know how to build personnel. He know how to build relationships. And he put in ministry with his teams.
He know basketball.
Man, he know basketball.
Because there is a job open in Cleveland, right? The GM is open in Cleveland.
Yeah, that sounds good. And they talking about Chauncey Billups.
Billups.
He haven't been tested yet.
But they said Dan Gilbert be making a homer call. He making a homer call because, you know, he – he's old Piston, and he in Detroit, and Gilbert want to give him a shot. But I'm with you, man. I'd be looking at Mark Jackson.
You're right. I'd be looking at
like
Mark Jackson.
So, but yeah, it's going to be quite an event on Thursday night when the NBA draft come up because we don't know what's going to happen. Everybody's just trying to shuffle positions. You know, George already came out and said, "Hey, I'm not coming back to Indiana." They're thinking, okay, well, we got to get something for him this year. You got the Lakers looking at him. You got the Cavs looking at him. You know, they're talking about backing out on the number two pick. It's just a lot of stuff going on, man. It's almost more exciting than the regular season.
Yes, today you got Paul George. You got my man from Chicago, the guy.
Butler.
Yeah, Butler. So it's like, it's crazy. It's a circus right now.
Yes, it is, man. Everybody's trying to jockey because they know where the benchmark is now. Where's the benchmark now? The
right.
Golden State Warriors. Everybody trying to figure out what we got to have. What's the personnel makeup to challenge the Golden State Warriors? Even Cleveland knows that.
Yeah.
Okay. And they know they got to have some wing players that can contribute in order to neutralize Golden State. So it's going
to
be interesting.
Yeah, they got to be able to. They got to be triple threats.
Yeah. Yep. And then you always got the LeBron. What's his name? Ball Saga that's still hanging out there. That's going to be interesting to see
crazy.
How that play out. Yeah. So,
crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know. To me, somebody that's a steal, and nobody will mention his name a lot, but Rudy Gay is a guy like Durant. But he always got mid-level money because he
– I don't think he worked that hard, man.
There you go.
He's just a natural athlete, but he just never worked hard.
Yeah, he always get the $50 million for 4 years. He like, I got that money. I'm good.
Right.
So it's like I like him as a player, but it's like he always averaged 16 to 17 points his whole career.
He can have a breakout. He never could have that breakout season. You know, and they was talking like the kid, the Booker kid over, where is he at? Denver. I think he's in Denver. How he had his breakout year, 70-some-odd points a game. And, you know, they're looking for this kid to really make a difference this year. And a lot of these guys would be potential trade baits to other teams. Pick up first-round picks in the later years. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, man. Yeah, but hats off to the Warriors. They took care of the Cavs in five. Oddsmaker said it was four, but those guys kind of know what they're doing out there in Las Vegas when they set them odds. So we'll see what the offseason brings. get ready for some football. But I think we better talk about some money before our audience get mad at us for talking about too much sports tonight.
Yeah, I know. I know. But it's a money game, too, though. So it's,
oh, no doubt.
You look at it like that.
Follow the money. Whatever you do, follow the money. It'll tell a story.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yep. Somebody, I guess I'm going to give a shout out to someone that passed away. They famous person, but growing up, I listened to their music, and people probably, how you listen to that stuff? But it was like, I was in my childhood. It was a guy named Prodigy. He sang for a group called Mobb Deep.
Okay.
And, you know, they talk about the trials and tribulations of growing up in a city project in New York.
Mm.
And one half of them had sickle cell anemia.
Oh, okay.
And he just passed away. He was 42. So
that's young, man.
He made it. But I lost friends that died earlier.
Okay.
Sickle cell took their life. And he always had complications with sickle cell. And he lived to 42. So he blessed. And they had a great catalog. And anybody in my childhood that grew up with me, when you say that name, they know that hip-hop name.
Oh, okay then.
So I just want to pay homage and respect to him and him and his buddy, that him and Havoc. They were a good group. And just thinking about it, like, man, those songs, I really used to dig that stuff.
Okay. He left his mark there, man.
Yeah, he did.
He left something behind. He
let you know how hard it is growing up in them neighborhoods. So,
oh, it ain't easy.
The rough stuff.
Everybody
rough
not
music.
A Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Come out of the projects and become moguls.
You're right. So he's another one of those that came out the projects, and, you know, he had an illness. So I know a lot of people can relate to sickle cell. Mm-hmm. So that's bringing awareness to that. Prodigy did that. So it's good to have a career that long. I remember being in 1994 when they came out when I was a kid. That's almost 20-something years living with that disease from when I knew him and just passing away today. So.
Yeah, evidently there's no cure then. Nope. Still no cure for
still
sickle
no
cell.
Cure. So I hope it brings awareness to some people. He's losing his life, not in vain. All right. Well, I know we've been going through these tips. You know, we've been doing these tips. And first one today is, what else going to happen? The first one that says is spread out your investments. Spread them out.
Makes like, sense.
Plan it safe with diversified mix of stocks and bonds can help your portfolio stay afloat during bad times and improve your long-term returns. If you have at least 10 years until you retire, for example, hold 70% of your portfolio in stocks and 30% in high-quality bonds. Mm-hmm. A mutual fund can work nicely, too. So that's a way that you can take your money and you can spread it out and see the growth, because like you have your bulk of your money, right?
Right.
But then you'll have it where you're like, okay, well, this can potentially do this, but I'm looking for – this is not going to hurt me that bad if it's a loss.
Right, yeah. I knew a guy that took a considerable amount of his retirement money and bought Bank of America stock at a time when it wasn't a very good idea. And needless to say, he lost quite a bit of his money by banking on Bank of America stock. So and mutual funds are designed to remove volatility. Okay, in a sense, there's always going to be volatility.
So some type of secure product.
Right. There's fund managers. And I always use this analogy when it comes to fund managers. They buy up various stocks from companies all over the world. And their daily task is to monitor the progress of these stocks. And I equate it to a lifeguard at a swimming pool. Everybody does not swim the same. There's strong swimmers. There's weak swimmers. And their job is to make sure that the weak swimmers get out of the pool, okay? And that's what the fund manager, if you got stocks in the portfolio that are under performing, they get rid of them. They sell them off. They find something else that will replace those stocks. And basically, that's what their job is to manage the stocks, the pools in the stocks, and bring return to their investors.
Okay. So that's where spreading your investments out. Next, get a side gig, a side job. Like I know I've been working some other materials. A side job. Or get something where, and I was looking at Rich Dad, Poor Dad the other day, and it was talking about several things, and he was talking about having your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your side hustle, right? That's that gig.
Right.
Your investment and your passive income. So I just noticed, you got passive income is something that, like your investment, right? You're like, okay, I got this money coming in, whether it's real estate, whether it's like something you're doing on e-commerce, on the internet, drop shipping. That's what I'm getting ready to learn right now, how to drop ship. because I found cheaper products that people are buying in stores that's marked up to like $60, where I can get that product for $20, and all I have to do is package it and connect it to a website, and people can order from my website.
Right. You just have to buy 100. You have to buy 100 of them.
Yep.
Versus 10 of them.
That's right.
Get that discount. Yeah.
I get that discount, and then I can make $40 each product, but I can still get some people a cheaper price in the store. Give them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's a way of creating a passive flow of income, where somebody can just push a button and that money comes to my account. And what happens is, if it's the drop shipping is set up correctly, I can order from the company, and then I can pay with the person that gave me the money.
Simple. It's simple. Use somebody else's money.
Yeah.
People do it all the time.
Put it in the middle. So I'm working on that process right now, because I have products and stuff all the time. Like, wow, it's an easy way, but you got to build the system. So mm-hmm. that's a side gig. It's a little audience drop shipping. So I'm getting ready to get into that. I know I contacted some people about it, and just something to do. Like, oh, that's doing too much. No, it's not. It's just like trying to figure out how much you need, basically.
Right.
How much is enough? Is it enough for you? Is it enough for you and your wife? Is it enough for you and your wife and kids? Is it enough for your neighborhood? Is it enough for your community? Is it enough for this nation? Can you produce enough where you can produce 400 jobs for somebody?
Right. You know, and one of the most common side gigs today is Uber driver, right?
Yeah, and it just came from Muskegon. I used to do it.
Yeah.
And I was addicted to it. I can't do it because...
You're having too much fun, man.
Man, not too much fun. Like, you get on the road, you get to making that money, you won't go to sleep. I know I did. I did not go to sleep. When I started doing it, like, about 3 years ago, I take my truck, then I take the car, right? Most times I take the truck because the truck make more money. So I'm riding, I'm in Lansing, and I was going during the football games. So I have a ticket to a football game. I said, yeah, I'm going to go make some money. That phone get to going off because it's an app on it. It just get to going off.
Right, there's no cash. Cash involved.
No cash. So you don't have to worry about robbery or something like that, because whoever you're going to, they the ones, face going to pop up and everything, and their credit card going to be charged.
Right.
So they are in a state. You know who you picking up before mm-hmm. you pick them up. So when you pick them up, you get paid as soon as you drop them off.
Right. You get that goes into your account.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's a great hustle for some people that's in the community that got some young college students in their household. Somebody that's between jobs, they got a decent car. They like, or for our community, the kids that like to ride around all the time and waste gas.
Might as well get paid.
Get you a Uber app. I'm telling you, my best day, Tony. Here's my best day. It was actually my first day. One of my first days, I made $1,000 in a day.
That's good money, man.
I thought it was going to be like that every time I showed up on my phone. But it was at the tailgate at the football game between Michigan State and Ohio State.
Woo!
And I made $1,000.
People needed a ride that day.
I didn't go to sleep. After the game, after the tailgate and everything, it was about 4 or 5 o'clock, right? Because it was a noon game or something like that. When we got done, I'm Uber driving. I think I dropped my wife off, so I'm going to keep on driving. So I'm riding. I go over to my friend's house. And I look up. It's 6 o'clock the next afternoon.
They've been having it. I didn't sleep.
I didn't sleep. It was 6 o'clock Sunday the next day.
That's good money.
Man, that was $1,000. Like, I made $1,000. One weekend, I made $1,900. I'm telling the audience, Uber is worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it. If you between
some
jobs.
You got to do to qualify.
Yeah, you can't have no criminal history. They're going to do a report on you now. It's going to be about, they're going to do a criminal check on you. You're going to make sure your vehicle right. You're going to have a vehicle inspection. You got to have a car that's a decent age.
Got to be insured properly.
If they'll look out for you, somebody throw up on your car, things like that. If you could deal with talking to people, you could do it.
Yeah, inebriated when they don't really know where they're going. Yep. Giving you all kind of crazy directions.
Yep. But the phone does everything for you. You just put the phone in, you put the app up. I'm doing a free Uber thing.
Seminar.
Yeah. Well, my code used to be TCT57. So put that in, you can get something. But mine is not even activated anymore. I promised my wife I wasn't going to do it no more because it was like I was hanging
out. Time consuming, man.
Yeah, I was hanging out too late and... It wasn't worth it. I don't hang out no more. So it's like, and then you hanging out there late at night, you might run into somebody that's an alcoholic, a drunk, something that's.
Oh, yeah. Pass out in your car. How you going to get them out the ride?
They die. You know?
I'm probably sure somebody is.
Somebody throw up in your car. You know, you don't. So it's like a lot of stuff that I was worried about.
So it's the upside and you got the downside.
That's right.
So everything's got a risk and reward to it.
Because there's been some incidents also that's connected to it. But that's an example of a sad gig. Drop shipping, something like that. Writing another book, just trying to build.
You know, some people do the Avon thing.
That's right.
Mary Kay Cosmetics. And you can go to a website and find all kind of stuff that you can do as a second income,
That's right.
Cutting grass. All right.
Oh, so. Yeah. They foxing them doing that right now. Like you say, cutting grass. It's like, they sound funny, but.
You're getting paid.
Man, they doing everybody yard now.
Yeah, power washing a house. All right. Most houses today are vinyl. Okay.
That's right. They need power washing.
You got to power wash it, man. Because you don't want the house to look old, dingy.
They look dingy, too. They look like they some old blue jeans. That's what they look like.
You
want to
sell it one day, and that's right.
And you don't want it to fade.
The value up.
You don't want it to fade and get yellow.
Right. So when you leave all that dust pollen and everything off of it. So, like you say, there's all kind of gigs, man.
You're right. Next one is get on top of your spending. So that means that's that budget. There's so many apps out for that, man. It's crazy all the time. And like, it's so many apps out on that. And they got apps out there. I can't remember the name of some of them, but those apps will alert you how much money you've been spending on certain things. You spent this much on entertainment. You spent this much on gas.
Okay.
Your cell phone bill was this. And the app communicates to you with these emojis. I can't remember the name. I'll have the name on the next show. So, like, if you spending some money the wrong way, like, hey, you need to chill out. The sad face come up. Like, man, you spent this much on food. Or you spent this much on juice or, like, you know, whatever, on clothes.
Hey, okay.
You tripping.
You're catching too many sales at the mall.
Yeah, so you need to figure out what you're going to do. You can't eat out as much. The phone will tell you. The app will tell you. So it's like basically just saying get on top of your spending. They got the apps out there to establish a performance budget for you so you can stay right on track.
Hey, Chauncey, piggyback on that. I am convinced, like you said, with all the avenues for help, there's just certain people that just
don't want
embrace that lifestyle.
Yep.
They said, I'm going to just live on the edge and never, ever worry about tomorrow. And whatever I got, I'm going to spend it today. And I deal with whatever the consequences are tomorrow. I see it way too often. And I thought, you know what? That is by desire. They desire that lifestyle.
You know what? Look,
they complain about it, but they won't do anything about it.
Man, you know how many times? Look, I'm just going to my phone right now. And the crazy thing about it is, like, you know, I took your advice. I ain't buy no new truck or nothing. I'm like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've been getting so many calls every day. Somebody sent me a call, like, I look for a new car. I'm like, I ain't looking for no new car.
Right.
This is what the email said. Where is it at? I got to find this and read it to the audience.
Oh, they trying to get you in these cars, man.
Man, like, I'm straight. I talked to a lady on the phone today. Somebody calling me. Every time I look up, somebody calling me. Where is this? And I need the audience to hear this and see this because it's just so serious out here. Where people want you to spend your money on mammon.
Man, I drove him to a car lot, and the guy said, man, we need to get you in another car, man. That's
oh, he was in the
Bravado, right?
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm good, dog. This is my work car, all right? This is the car I drive when I'm working and moving around. I say, if I need another car, I know where to go get it. It's in my garage. Thank you, but no thank you. So that's what they out there, man. They trying to get you. Yeah. Money down.
Man. And this what they said to me. Say, you can get a lower payment. I'm like, what's the lower payment
what
lower than
zero?
What I'm paying now?
What be zero?
I said, what be zero? He was like, He said, yeah, you might want something nicer. I was like, just because the person next to me in a 2017, what does that mean for them? That means at the end of the month, they looking at a number.
They got a number, baby. And they come every month. Every month.
You can't do no Barry Sanders on. You can't do the beast mode on it and Steph Armin or nothing.
Mm-mm.
You can't hide from it. That number come, and then you like that number wearing on me. I could be saving that number.
Okay. Transportation, baby. We talking about point A to point B. How much you want to pay? That's the question. How much you want to pay to get from point A to point B in this town?
And does it have, like, I look at it like, do people like you better? Will they like you more if you got a nicer car?
Man, he got it going on. He got it.
The way
going
that pastor just prayed and that car, he got a Lexus, he got just make me saved.
Okay.
I feel like I'm saved.
Right. Got to get me one. Nah.
I got to get
so I can be in that realm. That's where I got to be.
I achieved a certain level of success, so I need to look like it. Well, you look like it when you walk in the room. I had a pastor ask me the question the other day. Here it goes right here with this. He said, he asked the crowd, he's the congregation, he said, look, if you say, how do you know you saved?
Good question.
Then he's sitting around, you know, like, my wife grabbed me, like, don't, nah, nah. Like,
don't you say nothing.
My wife's like, you better not.
You better not say nothing.
Because I already know you, like, you always think like that. You better not let them people talk, right?
Right.
Like, yo, grandmama do you something. My wife was like,
back to the collar.
So, this getting to the financial realm. He said, you know you save when your fruit don't bear the old seeds that got you in trouble.
That's interesting.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, and he was saying, in your heart. I was like, well, I think about that. Yeah, what's in my heart to come out my mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I'm also an extension of the seeds I planted.
Absolutely.
If I say I'm an apple tree, I got to start showing apples.
To be an apple tree.
When I get big, when I have the things are getting bigger and better, it's got to look like an apple. Mm-hmm. They came and say, oh, I'm an apple tree. They're like, Chauncey grew an orange. How you do that? Or Chauncey grew some fruit that.
Chauncey ain't really no apple tree.
That's right. Or he grew some fruit that he had a long time ago that made the environment toxic.
Okay.
And he's still producing that bad fruit.
Yeah.
So you can't. So I was like, okay, I got it. So just thinking about diversifying and just building and just targeting your spending is very important. And it goes into who you are as a person. Like you said, spend a day, don't worry about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's not getting on top of your spending.
No, it's not.
That's not. That's like you making a decision to not make it.
Yeah, there's more to life than just spending your money, man.
And you don't need a new car, a new phone. Like, they almost got me the other day. I tried to, like, reason. And I was like, I'm at a place. They said, you get a free phone, Chauncey, if you get a free TV if you get this phone. So I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. What kind of phone is it? It was like this kind, right? I'm like, yeah, that's a little bit better than what I got right here, right? So I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm paid the lease off on this phone. I don't owe nothing. I don't have no contract. I'm good. So it's a phone at work.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, we give you a 49-inch TV. I was like, oh, 49-inch screen TV. Like, I don't need no TV, but I would like a bike. I like one of them $1,000 bikes. You know, that Trek bike, right?
Right.
So I'm putting it in my plan together in my head. Like, all right, I'm going to get a TV in a box in like a couple of weeks. I could put that online on eBay and say, we'll trade for a performance bike, a specialized bike
right.
for $800 value. So I'm like, yeah. So I go in there. They're like, yeah, you want the phone? So they tell me, no, it's not that phone that you wanted. It's this one.
Oh, your bait and switch.
I was like, what?
Bait and switch.
You know how to do that. So me, now I know I'm not an impulse shopper. I was like, I paid a bill. I was like, I'm going to pay this bill, though. And then I said, I'm straight on the phone. I don't want that. Because then they wanted me to pay, too. I was like, well, the TV ain't not free. I'm going to get a phone.
No, it's not.
I'm going to get a phone that I don't trust the brand.
Not
I can't do that.
Deal. Not a good deal.
I can't do that. So it's like, but it was like they had me at the table. So, you know, a lot of times you had a table and you got a penny on your hand. And if you're a person that can't think for yourself and you think that you outside, you like, you deserve this phone. You deserve right. this phone and a TV. You might as well live it up.
Give you the TV.
You might as well live it up. You got a 49-inch. You doing it big. No, you're not.
Yeah.
I was going to get a TV away, so I was going to try to get me a bike.
Okay.
Who got a nice bike out there that specialized, one of them $700 bikes that you'll sell for me for $150?
Not going to happen.
So to let deal cross my plate.
I'm standing fast.
That's what I want. I'm going to stand fast on my budget.
Say no. No, it's not a bad word. No. Just say no.
That's
it. You know, you tell people say no to drugs, say no to these salesmen too.
Yep. So look, the next one right here is it's called Set It and Forget It. Set up an automatic transfer from your checking account to your savings or your brokerage account each month shortly after payday so that you can the emergency and retirement funds will fatten up before you have a chance to spend the cash. Do it before you get it.
That's a very good principle to help save money. Take it right out of your checking account, $50 every 2 weeks.
Yep.
And after 5 years, you'll be amazed
at what you have.
At the amount of money that you've been able to accumulate.
It works.
Along with interest and dividends.
It works.
Oh, yes.
It really works. Just doing it all before. And I know, like, for me, like, every time, like, payday comes, or if it's business-wise anything, when I know a payday going to drop for either, like, my passive income or something, I always find myself listening to sermons about money. I always reinforce the idea that I'm not going to rob God of his tithe.
Okay.
I always listen to it. Let me find this message on the money. It's a payday about to come, so let me go and put this in.
Right, so I don't get bamboozled.
That's right, so I don't get out of the point of giving and
right.
showing God gratitude of what he gave. And some people think, like, oh, man, you give your money away like that?
Yeah.
That's part of being, that's what wealthy people do. And when I say wealthy, I'm talking about prosperous people.
Warren Buffett, people find this hard to believe, gives Bill Gates millions of dollars a year. Warren Buffett.
As a charity.
Give the richest man in the world
money. Like he need more.
Okay.
But he has great ideas. And he's like, look, man, I know you'll do right with it here.
Right. I know you're going to do right with it. Here it goes. Millions of dollars. Okay? So we as working individuals, we can give up $100, $10 here and there. You know, it was like a story about giving, okay? And one of the things is, like you always say, that's the first thing you do. Yeah. Give to a charity.
First.
We got all kind of needs out here, man, in our community.
Then invest and then pay yourself, invest, and get a guy.
Yeah.
That's it. And God can be your charity. Some people think they don't have a church on. Well, get 10% to a charity organization.
Okay.
If you don't believe in it, I don't believe in giving church some money. Okay. Well, you gotta still feel that you gotta vibrate in the right way to what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not showing a gratitude and appreciation for the air that you breathe every day and the blessings that you get, because it's grace that you're getting, and you're working on a faith-to-faith relationship, so everything you got is all faith. So if you lose your mind, what's gonna happen? You're not gonna have the gift no more. You got to show somebody you thankful with in some capacity or something.
You don't stand for something, you fall for anything, right?
That's right. The next one is, this is up your alley right here. I want you to start teaching me how to do this. It says, maximize credit card rewards.
Oh, it's real. It's real, man.
Like you're telling me, yo, frequent flyer mile. I'm like, what? You go to Africa next year with us for nothing.
For nothing. I got customers, man.
Yes, sir.
Same thing. I got customers that come in and I tell them, don't write me a check. Don't pay me cash. Get you a credit card that pays you reward points and pay your bills. Leave your money in the bank. And after 30 days, you pay that charge card off. You're going to get points to be able to go to travel, to shop, airplane, whatever. Okay? But you have to be disciplined. You can't be a person, oh, well, this month I'm going to pay the minimum. Don't get caught in that game. It's money that you're already ready to spend. And over the course of, you know, a year or two, you're going to have more points than you can spend, okay? And you get double points. If you use your credit card to go stay at certain hotels and you got a rewards account at the Marriott.
Yes, sir.
So I've charged this to my American Express. I'm getting points from there. Then I'm going to get points for staying at the Marriott for future stays. So the reward point system is a great system to get involved in, okay? Most of the hotels, most of the airlines, major credit cards, they offer these systems, man. And it makes sense to do it.
That's it. So it's just all about just investing, going over and doing some things, setting and forgetting it, maximizing your credit card rewards, get on top of your spending.
Yep. Good stuff, Chauncey.
And spreading out your investments. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success, 103.7 The Beat.